It was a very strange sight. We had seen hundreds of sheep calmly following the shepherds. But here was a sheep lunging and leaping and straining to break away from the rope that the shepherd was using to lead it along. All the other sheep were gentle and quiet, but not this one. Why? This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the mystery of the leaping sheep. It was Friday and we had walked from the sheep gate up to the sheep market, mentioned in the 5th chapter of the book of John. It was a fascinating sight. Shepherds buying and selling, some coming to settle their differences, or just enjoying each other's company. One man was sitting on a powerful white horse, telling the ancestry of that horse for the past 200 years. It was as we were leaving that we saw the sheep trying to break away from the shepherd. It was throwing itself against the stone wall, jerking and pulling away. Our guide called our attention to it and asked if we knew the reason for this strange behavior. We were fascinated, but we couldn't figure it out. The answer, he said, is in John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The answer, of course, was simple. The shepherd had just purchased the sheep, and the sheep knew he was a stranger, and so it would not follow. Today the voice of strangers is heard everywhere in the land. These voices call unto the Christian to leave the straight and narrow path and follow the way of the world, the flesh, the devil, the broad way that leads to destruction. The Bible says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." I have talked to hundreds of people who have told me that their experience in following the way of the world and the flesh and the devil led them into frustration, guilt, depression, alienation from God, unhappiness, and emptiness of life. Let me ask you straight out, does that communicate? Are you wandering away from the path that leads to peace and joy and fullness of life? Or are you wandering in the path of sin? The Bible says there is one way back. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know we often speak of the dumb sheep, but as I watched that sheep trying to remain with the shepherd that it knew and trusted, I realized it was pretty smart. Day after day, new voices come into our lives, promising prosperity, pleasure, popularity, and all the glamour and trivia and the empty praise of this world. Have you fallen for it? Remember the words of the old hymn, "I have wandered far away from God. Now I am coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Now I am coming home." May God bless you as you follow Him and Him alone.